tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another fantastic episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode and silsila, we are going to discuss the blessings of Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara, subhanallah. The two places, the two holiest places in the court of Allah azza wa jal and the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no place like the Haramain Sharifain, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity and the spiritual tawfiq to undertake this spiritual journey. Inshallah, azza wa jal, ameen, bijahi nabiyyil ameen. Alhamdulillah, I'm not alone. In the studio, we have Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah, subhanallah, jazakallah Sayyidi, for partaking in the program. Yeah. And before we dive deep into our today's episode and program, let's first and foremost not forget to extol the virtues and recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this regard, he mentions the accounts of a person of Bani Israel, how he was a sinner and he was given beautiful recompense for his recitation of Durood and Salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and revering the blessed name of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Subhanallah munasab. Indeed, the virtues and the blessings of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is limitless. It is immense, you know, the amount of blessings that one receives by reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that one sees the blessings of it in this world as well as in the hereafter. And because of the virtue of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one gains the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For instance, the individual in Bani Israel, this person, he was so sinful, he was so extremely sinful that the community, the people, they did not want to have any dealings with him whatsoever. And so when this person died, when he passed away, the people, because of them being disgusted by this evil person and the amount of sins that he committed day and night, they took his body and they threw it into a dump yard.
Allah.
Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa, go to a certain place, my servant is there. Go there, pick him up, give him ghusl, shroud him, perform his funeral prayer, and give him a proper burial. Musa alayhi salam, he did as he was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, after doing what he was commanded to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, what is the wisdom behind all of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, O Musa, indeed this person, he was a sinner. He disobeyed me day and night. He committed so much of sins. But O Musa, this person, he opened the Torah Sharif. And when he opened the Torah Sharif, he came across the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he came across the name of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kissed the beautiful name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter recited salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Musa, it is for this reason that I have forgiven all of his sins and granted him Jannah. Subhanallah. Just by, you know, reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this person who was forgiven was from the nation of Musa alayhi salam. Imagine us from the nation and being an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be our status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Definitely, Sayyidi. Reciting salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a salvation for this Allah person of Bani Israel. Imagine if we, as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we send salawat and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with utmost love and devotion.
Subhanallah.
What would be the state of our salawat and how accepted it would be in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah azza wa jal, and what we can attain from these salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
It's unimaginable. Allahu Akbar. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bestow this great deal of favors upon the person of Bani Israel,
yes,
we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We belong to his community, mashallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmah, he has a beautiful message for all the hajis leaving for hajj, and he says, Hajiyo aao shahenshah karo za dekho, Kaaba to dekh chuke Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho, Aabe zamzam to piya khub bujhai pyaase, Aabe zamzam to piya khub bujhai pyaase, Aao jude shah kausar ka bhi darya dekho, Aao jude shah kausar ka bhi darya dekho, Kaaba to dekh chuke Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho, Zere mizab mile khub karam ke chite, Zere mizab mile khub karam ke chite, Abre rahmat ka yahan zor barasna dekho, Kaaba to dekh chuke Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho, Khub aankhon se lagaya hai ghilaf-e-Kaaba, Khub aankhon se lagaya hai ghilaf-e-Kaaba, قصر محبوب کے پردے کا بھی جلوہ دیکھو, کعبہ تو دیکھ چکے کعبے کا کعبہ دیکھو, غور سے سن تو رضا کعبے سے آتی ہے صدا, غور سے سن تو رضا کعبے سے آتی ہے صدا, میری آنکھوں سے میرے پیارے کا روزہ دیکھو, Kaaba to dekh chuke Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, speaking of the Kaaba Musharrafa, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zima, this beautiful city and this amazing city The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born in the city of Makkah Mukarramah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam began his preaching of Islam from this beautiful city of Makkah Mukarramah.
Subhanallah.
The holy Kaaba is located there. Subhanallah. Tawaf of the sacred Kaaba is performed here, and the Muslims from all over the world, they face the direction of Qibla in Salah towards the city
Subhanallah.
Of Kaaba, towards the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Subhanallah. Masjidul Haram is situated here. And the reward of performing one salah in Masjidul Haram is equal to 100,000 salahs.
Allahu Akbar.
And that's not all. The well of Zamzam is there, subhanallah, as well. And Hajar-e-Aswad, the black stone that came from heaven, is there. Maqam-e-Ibrahim, another heavenly stone, is there, subhanallah. And Safa and Marwa is located there.
Subhanallah.
Which are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who arrive from outside the miqat cannot enter Makkah Mukarramah just like that without wearing ihram. Muslims from all over the world visit Makkah Mukarramah so that they could have the privilege of performing Hajj. The person who enters this sacred city will be secure against all the fitnas and will be safe, subhanallah, especially the fitna of Dajjal. The person who endures the hot weather for some time during the day in Makkah Mukarramah will be freed from the fire of hell.
Subhanallah.
And that's not all. There is so much virtues of this beautiful city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is Makkah Mukarramah. The cave of Hira lies here, in which the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam received the first revelation.
Subhanallah.
All seasonal fruits are available here.
Kya baat hai?
Subhanallah. And the miracle of Mi'raj of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it started from the city of Makkah Mukarramah. The miracle of splitting the moon into two pieces also took place in this city.
Subhanallah.
And the first mountain of the world lies here. That is Jabal Abi Khubais. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 53 years of his blessed life here. And Sayyidina Imam Mahdi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu will arrive in blessed Makkah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
I mean, there's so many more virtues of Makkah Mukarramah itself, subhanallah. And each one, if we go through it, it will require lengthy time, yes, to extol the virtues of all these different virtues of the city of Makkah Mukarramah, subhanallah. Where does a person start?
Allah, Allah.
Let's start, for example, alhamdulillah, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his mubarak feet there.
Subhanallah.
He arrived in this land of Makkah Mukarramah, and he's blessed in this land of Makkah Mukarramah with his arrival. And therefore, the sanctity of Makkah Mukarramah owes to the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken oath of this city. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. Subhanallah. Why? This is sacred, so sacred that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the oath of this city, because you, O beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are residing there.
Subhanallah.
If this is the case, then everything that was touched by the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is blessed.
Yes.
The fire of this world, neither the fire of this world nor the fire of Jahannam can burn it. It becomes so sacred. If you find no peace anywhere in the world, bring yourself there in the lands of Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Munawwara, subhanallah, and your heart will be at peace.
Subhanallah.
You'll be protected against all the fitnas, subhanallah. And Sayyidina Imam Mahdi will arrive there. It is also mentioned. This is the city where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was basically uninhabited until the arrival of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is mentioned that after there was some dispute between the two wives of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyida Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyida Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, and to put an end to this dispute, on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought his newborn child, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, together with the mother, Sayyida Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he brought them all the way from the Middle East to Makkah Mukarramah, subhanallah, and he inhabited them there. And after leaving them, because there was nobody else there, there was no other population, so he left them there and he started going. And then Sayyida Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked him, why are you leaving us? Why are you going? Where are you going? Why are you leaving us in this state?
Right.
And she kept asking and he didn't respond. After a few times, then she asked, is it the command of Allah? He turned around and he said, yes, this is the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then she says, look at her sense of sacrifice, her reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if it is the command of Allah, then I know I'm at peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste us. Subhanallah. And it true to the word, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had left a bag of dates and a skin of water with her. And for some time, she continued to survive on those two things. And then there came a time when the dates ran out.
Right.
And the water ran out. And her milk got dried up. So she couldn't feed Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And in this state of desperation, she started looking for water. And she ran between the two mountains, Safa and Marwa. She went back and forth in search of water. And then the angel came by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he struck his wing. And due to that, the water emerged, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
The water of Zamzam, the famous water of Zamzam, subhanallah, that is also in Makkah Mukarramah. And then when that happened, Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, then she was at peace. She drank the water. She also filled her water skin with the water. And then she made like a pond type of setup. So the water can accumulate there, subhanallah. And that is the beginning of the well of Zamzam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And thereafter, you know, where there's water, there's people.
Life. You're right.
Where there's water, there's life. People come and flock there. And mashallah, in this situation as well, when a caravan was coming and they stopped there because they saw the presence of water there, subhanallah. And they stayed there. And after that, the population like this, it grew. And Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he and Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, both the mother and the son, they merged together well with the other tribes that came and settled there, mashallah. And the rest of the progeny of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, they grew from there. And this is how the beautiful city of Makkah Mukarramah was inhabited and established. Alhamdulillah.
Kya baat hai.
And then there came finally a time when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he visited again quite a few times. Then they built the house of Allah there with the father, both the father and the son. Subhanallah, at that age, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam would bring the stones and the supplies and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would construct the Holy Kaaba.
Allah.
Standing on that stone of Maqam Ibrahim that we know as Maqam Ibrahim. And in this way, he beautifully constructed the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the foundation that was laid by Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And Ashiqane Rasul, Ashiqane Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, we as well, we go and circumambulate around the Holy Kaaba. Like, you know, moths around the flame of the candle. Allahu Akbar. And that shows the beautiful unity of our beautiful deen of Islam. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi. So there are so many virtues of Makkah Mukarramah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we would love to hear from you as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, Munasab. Indeed, you know, there are immense amount of blessings in the holy land of Makkah Mukarramah. And we find that before the Kaaba could be the Qibla for the believers, Baytul Muqaddas was the Qibla for the believers, which was built by the jinns of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the direction of the Qibla upon the request of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now towards Makkah al-Mukarramah, subhanallah. And we find that the Holy Kaaba has been built by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, subhanallah. So indeed, there are immense amount of blessings in it, such that in the Haram, no hunting is allowed, no killing is allowed. Even predatory animals do not fight with one another when they are in the haram.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And a very astonishing point is that the birds, they do not fly over the Kaaba.
Allah.
Rather, they fly on the side of the Kaaba. And we find also that the holy Kaaba is such, it is mentioned in the narrations, authentic narrations, that the holy Kaaba will intercede for all those that have visited it. And it's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on the day of Qiyamah, the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will send 700,000 angels. And each one of them will have a gold chain. And they will tie this gold chain onto the Kaaba. And they will tell the Kaaba to proceed. The Kaaba will say no. It will refuse.
Allah.
And thereafter an angel will say that, oh Kaaba, why aren't you moving? What desire do you have? What wish do you have? And the Kaaba will say that the wish that I have is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me the authority to intercede for all those people that have visited me.
Allah.
The angels will say that, okay, that is fine. Thereafter the angel will say that those who have visited you, you want to intercede for them, that is fine, no problem. But what about those very same people, after they visited you, they went back to their homes and they started committing sins again? The Kaaba says that I want to intercede even for those people. Allahu Akbar. And now when the intercession of the Kaaba will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels will say, now proceed, and then only the Kaaba will proceed. Allahu Akbar. So there are, you know, so many blessings that are involved in the holy land of Makkah al-Mukarramah, especially those that are blessed with this journey of visiting the holy land of Makkah al-Mukarramah. We find that it is difficult, and it is a very rushy time, you know, making tawaf of the holy Kaaba. It is crowded and people tend to push, and everyone is rushing to go and touch Hajr al-Aswad, to go and kiss the black stone. And what happens in the process is that by pushing to go and touch Hajr al-Aswad, perhaps someone is hurting another fellow Muslim and violating their rights. I mean, if it gets to such a point, then what reward is such a person getting? Rather, what should be done is istilam. Whoever wants to kiss Hajr al-Aswad and cannot find the means to do so should rather do istilam. And istilam is you stand at a distance, you look at Hajr al-Aswad, you put your hands forward like this, yeah, kiss it, and your istilam is done.
And this is a stone that emanates light.
Yes.
And its light has been concealed now,
mm-hmm,
but it used to emanate so much of light when it was installed. Actually,
right,
it was on Jabal Abi Qubais when it arrived from paradise. It was on Jabal Abi Qubais, the first mountain to be created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it is mentioned in the history that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was constructing the Holy Kaaba, and then he installed it into the Holy Kaaba.
Subhanallah.
And then it was shining so bright that wherever the light of Hajr al-Aswad reached, that entire area became the Haram.
Allah.
Subhanallah. So this is a little history why the Miqat is in Yalamlam,
yes,
and in Jeddah, yes, and so on. This entire area that surrounds, that we regard as Haram, it is wherever the light of Hajr al-Aswad reached, subhanAllah. And it has been concealed now, but we can still benefit when we do istilam. The light is still,
yes,
there, we can't see,
yes,
it. It is our short-sightedness that we can't see it, but the,
yes,
light of Hajr al-Aswad is still there, subhanAllah. It is the stone from heaven, subhanAllah. And in this way, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam installed Hajr al-Aswad into the Holy Kaaba. And now, when speaking of Hajr al-Aswad, there's a beautiful incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his prime youth of sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there was some fighting that was going on with regards to the reconstruction of the Holy Kaaba and to install Hajar Aswad there.
Right.
And the tribes that were there in Makkah Mukarramah, they were all fighting over it. Who gets the privilege of putting Hajar Aswad and installing it there? All the tribes are fighting over it. And it was close that there would be bloodshed.
Allah.
And at that time, some person advised them that let's do this. Let's wait till Fajr time, and the first person to enter here in the morning, we'll choose that person, our hakam, our mediator.
Right.
Subhanallah. And the first person then at that time to enter was Rasulullah.
Subhanallah.
Look at the divine ordinance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered, they all knew him to be as-sadiq al-amin already.
Right.
They all had deep liking for him, alhamdulillah. And when they saw him enter, they said, he's the person, subhanallah, who will resolve our matter. And how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam resolved the conflict of all these tribes when he came, when they chose him to be the hakam, he said, no problem, listen to me, bring a cloth. The cloth was brought. He said, put a cloth down. And the cloth was spread.
Right.
And then he himself took Hajar Aswad with his own blessed hand and placed it in that cloth.
Allahu Akbar.
And then he said that all the leaders of different tribes that were fighting over it, they all must come, all the representatives must come from different tribes. And they must all hold the corners of this sheet here, of this fabric. And in this way, they all got the privilege of installing the Hajar Aswad into the Kaaba Sharif, subhanallah. And then finally, when they reached there to Kaaba Sharif, where it was supposed to be installed, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his own blessed hand, he held the Hajar Aswad and installed it there.
Subhanallah.
And in this way, beautifully, all the conflict was resolved. Therefore, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala says about this unique quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of putting a conflict and fights to an end, bringing the bloodshed to an end, making humanity a whole, subhanallah, right. Removing our animosities with each other. He says, tu baraye wasl kardan amdi, ne baraye fasl kardan amdi. Ya Rasulullah, you have come to join the hearts, not to separate them. And we see this a unique display of the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when it came to the installing of Hajar Aswad into the Holy Kaaba, as well as at many occasions the Sahaba, they were brothers to one another. If there was any conflict, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always mediated and brought them together again. When he went to Madinah Munawwara, same thing between Ansar and the Muhajir Sahaba, he brought them together. He brought the two great tribes of Aus and Khazraj, they were always up in arms. He brought them together and made them brothers. Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
This is the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi, when it comes to the Makkah Mukarramah and its historical virtues, subhanallah, there are so many, alhamdulillah. Some of them we have gone through, and we have also mentioned Safa and Marwa.
Right.
The two mountains. The Quran teaches us inna Safa wal Marwa min sha'airillah, meaning the Safa and Marwa, the two mountains, they are from amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How they became the signs of Allah? Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
When, because they are attached to the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala, and her remembrance is there.
Yes.
She is actually the mother to all those residents of Makkah Mukarramah, subhanallah,
subhanallah,
because she's the mother of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, who is the father figure to all the Arabs living in the cities of Makkah Mukarramah, subhanallah. And mashallah, this city has seen the immense blessings and the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The cave of Hira we mentioned is there, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received his first revelation. Even prior to the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would go and adopt seclusion in the cave of Hira. So this has been long coming practice, subhanallah. Right. And mashallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also devoted himself, would go in seclusion in the cave of Hira. And many of the visitors that go there, hajis, pilgrims, mu'tamirs, they go there and alhamdulillah, they visit these holy sites.
Subhanallah.
They see the history in the making, subhanallah. They see all the historical places.
Allah,
we
Allah.
Study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We study its significance in the Holy Quran.
Right.
These places, subhanallah. And whereas a person is alive going there, visiting those sites, looking at
something
the
else.
Cave of Hira, looking at the Holy Kaaba, Allahu Akbar, the same Holy Kaaba that we have faced all our lives and prayed Salah.
Mm.
And one day we find it in front of our eyes.
Allah,
what would
Allah.
Be the state of that person, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us all there time and again.
Ameen.
Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. And now after mentioning the virtues of Makkah Mukarrama, let's not forget the Qibla of the Kaaba, that is the Mubarak Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the holy city of Madinah Munawwara. This is also the city, as one thing they have in common, Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Munawwara,
right.
That whoever enters the city will be safeguarded against the fitna of Dajjal.
Subhanallah.
So they are a sanctuary for the believers.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. And these are the cities where, alhamdulillah, Madinah Munawwara especially, we are encouraged in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you can manage it, pass away there. Because I will intercede for those, and there is a special intercession for those who pass away in Madinah Munawwara. Therefore, we always make this dua. Dikha de ya ilahi wo Madina. Kaisi basti hai jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai.
Ameen.
Bichahi nabi lamin. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful kalam for you with regards to the sanctity of Madina Munawwara and its love and attachment to the Mubarak city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the kalam is famously written by the great devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the devotee of the city of Madina Munawwara. That is none other than Amir al Sunnat, Pir Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatumul Ali. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal go and listen to this kalam inshallah, and we'll be back shortly after the kalam and continue with our topic of discussion and explore more the virtues and the fadail of the beautiful city of Madina Munawwara. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nabi Rahmat Shafi Ummat, Nabi Rahmat Shafi Ummat, Mujhe Madine Ki Do Ijazat. Nabi Rahmat Shafi Ummat, Pilao Bulwa Ki Jame Hulfat. Nabi Rahmat Shafi Ummat, agar nahi meri aisi qismat, sada huzuri ki paun lazzat. Agar nahi meri aisi qismat, sada huzuri ki paun lazzat. Rulaye mujhko tumhari furqat, rulaye mujhko tumhari furqat. Nabi Rahmat Shafi Ummat, Mujhe Madine Ki Do Ijazat. Nabi Rahmat Shafi Ummat, Pilao Bulwa Ki Jame Hulfat. Nabi Rahmat Shafi Ummat, Ata Hoon Mujhko Ghame Madina, Taba Jigar Chak Chak Seena. Ata Hoon Mujhko Ghame Madina, Taba Jigar Chak Chak Seena. Pade mohabbat ki khub shiddat, pade mohabbat ki khub shiddat. Nabi Rahmat Shafi Ummat, Mujhe Madine Ki Do Ijazat. Nabi کی جام الفت نبی رحمت شفیع امت لگاؤ سینے میں آگ ایسی قرار پائے نہ دل کبھی بھی لگاؤ سینے میں آگ ایسی قرار پائے نہ دل کبھی بھی رلائے ہر دم تمہاری الفت رلائے ہر دم تمہاری الفت نبی رحمت شفیع امت مجھے مدینے کی دو اجازت نبی رحمت شفیع امت پلاؤ بلوا کی جام الفت نبی رحمت شفیع امت میں نام پر تیرے واری جاؤں میں عشق میں تیرے گھر لٹاؤں میں نام پر تیرے واری جاؤں میں عشق میں تیرے گھر لٹاؤں ملے وہ جذبہ ملے وہ ہمت ملے وہ جذبہ ملے وہ ہمت نبی رحمت شفیع امت مجھے مدینے کی دو اجازت نبی رحمت شفیع امت پلاؤ بلوا کی جام الفت نبی رحمت شفیع امت حسین ابن علی کا صدقہ ہمارے غوث جلی کا صدقہ حسین ابن علی کا صدقہ ہمارے غوث جلی کا صدقہ عطا مدینے میں ہو شہادت عطا مدینے میں ہو شہادت نبی رحمت شفیع امت مجھے مدینے کی دو اجازت نبی رحمت شفیع امت پلاؤ بلوا کی جام الفت نبی رحمت شفیع امت ہر ایک نبی ہر ولی کا صدقہ تجھے تیری ہر گلی کا صدقہ ہر ایک نبی ہر ولی کا صدقہ تجھے تیری ہر گلی کا صدقہ دے طیبہ میں مرنے کی سعادت دے طیبہ میں مرنے کی سعادت نبی رحمت شفیع امت مجھے مدینے کی دو اجازت نبی رحمت شفیع امت پلاؤ بلوا کی جام الفت نبی رحمت شفیع امت مجھے تم ایسی دو ہمت آقا دو سب کو نیکی کی دعوت آقا مجھے تم ایسی دو ہمت آقا دو سب کو نیکی کی دعوت آقا
اپنا دو مجھ کو بھی نیک خصلت اپنا دو مجھ کو بھی نیک خصلت
نبی رحمت شفیع امت مجھے مدینے کی دو اجازت نبی رحمت شفیع امت پلاؤ بلوا کی جام الفت نبی رحمت شفیع امت
نہ ہو عطا اس کو مال و دولت نہ دیجیے عطار کو حکومت نہ ہو عطا اس کو مال و دولت نہ دیجیے عطار کو حکومت یہ تیرا طالب ہے جان رحمت یہ تیرا طالب ہے جان رحمت
نبی رحمت شفیع امت مجھے مدینے کی دو اجازت نبی رحمت شفیع امت پلاؤ بلوا کی جام الفت نبی رحمت شفیع امت
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویوز, سبحان اللہ, اینڈ آئی ہوپ یو ور ریجوائسنگ ان دس بیوٹیفل کلام. ڈیئر ویوز, وی آر جسٹ مینشننگ دی مبارک ورچو آف سم ون ہو پاسز اوے ان دا سٹی آف مدینہ منورہ, اینڈ ود ریگارڈ ٹو دس سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, ہی وڈ میک دس دعا دیٹ اللہم ارزقنی شہادتا فی سبیلک وَجْعَلْ مَوْتِي فِي بَلَدِ رَسُولِكَ. Such a beautiful dua. Oh Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path and make my death in the city of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi nabiyyi al-ummi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this dua on behalf of all of us.
Ameen.
Ameen. Subhanallah. So this was the sentiment of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And look at how, if you have the sincere wish, inshallah, it can be granted, subhanallah. As the shair says, dil se jo baat nikalti hai asar rakhti hai par nahi taqat-e parwaz magar rakhti hai. Whatever comes out of the heart, when a voice comes out of the heart, it has effect, though it may not have wings, but it can fly. Subhanallah. Sayyidi, we briefly explored the history of Makkah Mukarrama, how the beautiful city of Makkah Mukarrama came about, the magnificent city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we know as Madina Munawwara.
Subhanallah, Masab. You know, the historical background of how Madinatul Munawwara came to be Madinatul Munawwara is founded on the basis of love, alhamdulillah. And how it started was that roughly 2,500 years ago, there was a king by the name of Tubba al-Himyari. And this king, he had such a huge kingdom, such a huge army. And one day he decided to go on sightseeing to different parts of the world, on a world tour. Sure. And so he takes with him a huge amount of menfolk, a huge amount of horse riders. And they're going now and they're visiting different parts of the world. Each city that they go into, the people, they treat this king and his army with so much of respect, so much of love, and they treat them well and kindly, give them food, etc. and whatnot. And from each city, this king would select 10 scholars from each city.
SubhanAllah.
So like this, They visited various different cities throughout the world until they came across a particular city. And when he entered the city, he found that no one is coming to receive me. No one is showing me any sort of respect. What is wrong with these people? What's happening over here? You know, he got confused. And so he tells his minister that go and see, go and scout the area, see what's happening over here. So the minister goes, and when he comes back, he tells the king that this place that you've entered, there's a building over here. And the people, they've placed idols around this building and they are worshipping this idol. And this building was the Holy Kaaba. The king, when he heard of it, he got upset and he got angry. And so he had this thought in his mind, this intention in his mind, that I'm going to kill all of the men of this area, and I'm going to imprison the women, I'm going to imprison the children, and I am going to destroy and demolish the Kaaba.
Allah.
The moment he had this thought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted him with a severe headache. A severe headache, and also a type of fluid would emanate, would come down from his eyes, his ears, his nose, and his mouth. And this fluid, it had such a bad odor, such a horrible stink, that no one could stand near him. That's how badly punished he was being by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he called different doctors to come and treat him. The doctor said that, you know what, we cannot treat you. There's no cure for this. This seems like something supernatural. It does not seem ordinary. Mm-hmm. And so the scholar, there was one scholar in, you know, remember he was from each city, he was taking 10 scholars. In total, he ended up with 4,000 scholars.
Subhanallah.
So one scholar from there came to the minister and said that, I have a cure for this king. If you allow me to ask him one question, if he answers me truthfully, cure is his. The minister, he says, okay. So this scholar, this spy scholar, he goes and he asks the king, that tell me, what intention did you have when you entered the city? And the king, because of the amount of pain he was in, he told the scholar what intentions he had. And the scholar said that this is the problem. This is the cause. This is why you are not getting cured. And the only way for you to be cured is to repent from this. So the king, he repented from it. He made tawbah. And also, he became a Muslim. He embraced the beautiful religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And thereafter, he fully recovered. He removed all the idols from the Kaaba and told the people to properly worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, he left Makkah al-Mukarramah. This place was in Makkah. He left Makkah al-Mukarramah and now he is continuing on his world tour. He came across another place, and this place was completely deserted. No signs of life whatsoever, except for a spring of water that was there. And so they camped at this place, and the scholars, they held a meeting, and 400 from those 4,000 scholars decided that we are going to stay here. The king heard of it. And he asked his minister that, all of a sudden, why do they want to stay here? 400 scholars want to stay here. And he called them. He asked them that, what is the reason for this? They said that this is the same land in which the final Rasul and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will migrate towards this place.
Allah.
He will migrate towards this place. And they started mentioning all the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the qualities of this blessed land. And they said that even if the king may kill us or burn us or whatever it may be, but we will stay in the city no matter what. So the king heard of it, and after listening to it, he decided that I also want to stay in the city.
Allah.
I also want to be amongst those fortunate ones who will behold the final messenger of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he decided to stay for 1 year with these 400 scholars. In that time, he built 400 homes for these 400 scholars and got each one of them married, subhanallah. He gave them wealth, he gave them riches and whatnot. 1 year passes, and it was not the time for the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what does this king do? He now gets a letter written. And in this letter, he says that I am King Tubba al-Himyari, and I accept your religion. He is writing this letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in this letter he is writing all of his sentiments, all of his emotions in this letter by saying that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am your ummati. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, intercede for me as well. Do not forget to intercede for me also, and many other sentiments he wrote in this letter. After writing the letter, he gave this letter to that same scholar who rectified him in Makkah al-Mukarramah.
Sayyidi, when he wrote this letter, he presented his sentiment in the letter. The final words were, Ya Rasulullah, don't forget me on the day of judgment to intercede for me, subhanAllah. Allah. It reminds me of a beautiful couplet that was written by a great scholar of Islam, Maulana Abdul Rahman Jami Rahmatullahi
Ta'ala,
in Persian language. And he says, چو بازوے شفاعت را کشائی بر گنہگارا مکن محروم جامی را درا یا رسول اللہ
اللہ اللہ
یا رسول اللہ when you open your arms of شفاعت سبحان اللہ on the sinners don't forget your jami on that
Allah
on the end that moment سبحان اللہ so the king is saying something similar
yes and that too before the arrival of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and so after presenting this letter to that scholar who rectified him in Makkah al-Mukarramah, he tells him that if you meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give it to him on behalf of me. If you do not, if it is not in your time to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this letter must be passed down to your children, to their children, generations, generations, generations. It must be passed down in this way. Thereafter, he went to King Tubba al-Himyari, he went to India, and after a while, he passed away in India. Now, 1,000 years after the demise of this King Tubba al-Himyari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is in this world, subhanallah, and he is in Makkah al-Mukarramah. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Madinatul Munawwara. And he goes there as a dignitary and to teach them about the values of Islam. And after that, the people of Madinatul Munawwara, now they came to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is in Makkatul Mukarramah. And they have the letter with them that was passed down generations to generations, which King Tubba al-Himyari wrote. So, one person was entrusted with this to go to Makkah and give this letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that person was Abu Layla Ansari. He takes the letter. Now, at this point in time, he doesn't know how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks. He doesn't know anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him and asks him that, are you Abu Layla? He says, yes. He gets surprised. He gets astonished that I have not met this personality in my life yet. He is asking me if I am Abu Layla.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. He says, yes. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him that, where is the letter of Tubba? Allahu Akbar. Allah. This, you know, was the immense knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he already knew beforehand. Allahu Akbar. So, Abu Layla Ansari, he presents this letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave it to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to read out the letter to him. And after listening to what was in this letter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam became overjoyed, became happy, and he said, "Welcome, pious brother." Three times he said this, referring to King Tubba al-Himyari. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he migrates from Makkatul Mukarramah towards Madinatul Munawwara. And now the people of Medina, who are the Ansar, and these Ansar were from the lineage of those 400 scholars that resided in Medina at that time. Allahu Akbar. So they hear of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam enters Madinatul Munawwara, all of the small girls, they come and they welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by singing Tala al-Badru alayna, the famous poetry that we all know now, alhamdulillah. And now, because of the amount of excitement that there is in the atmosphere, everyone wants Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to stay at their house. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, "Let my she-camel wander, let my she-camel loose, it will stop where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands it to stop." So the she-camel, it stops at a particular house. And this was the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to this house. And this was the same house that King Tubba al-Himyari had built for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was, you know, the beautiful historical background of how Madinatul Munawwara came to be Madinatul Munawwara. Back then, people would call it Yathrib. And Yathrib means a place of difficulties, a place of calamities and misfortunes and whatnot. But due to the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this place has been called Medina, Madinatul Munawwara, Taba, meaning the pure place. Why? Because of the blessed arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama ikram, they say that it is impermissible for a person now to call Madinatul Munawwara as Yathrib. As per the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one who calls Madinatul Munawwara Yathrib, that person should say Medina 10 times. This is the compensation for it.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah Sayyidi for the beautiful, Ameen, inspirational socio-historical background of the beautiful city of Medina Munawwara, subhanallah. And as you have mentioned, it is the foundation of this city is built on love.
Yes,
love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, Madina Munawwara still is a symbol for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And until the day of judgment, it will still remain the symbol for the love of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know Madina Munawwara. There is not a single city on earth that has so many beautiful names as we have for the holy city of Madina Munawwara.
Subhanallah.
Some Islamic scholars have written 100 names for it.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And Madina Munawwara is a city upon whose devotion a large number of poetries have been written in many languages of the world.
Allah,
and
Allah,
these
Allah.
Praises continue to be written. Alhamdulillah, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated and resided there. And even after the conquest of Makkah, he went back to Madina Munawwara and decided to rest there finally. And that is his final abode, subhanallah. That was his attachment to the city. And as you mentioned, that it was the place of misfortune and calamities. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, they and arrived there and blessed its soil, the same soil that used to be called a source of misfortune or calamity, that became the sand of Shifa.
Subhanallah.
Now people go there and collect the sand from the beautiful city of Madina Munawwara, bring them back home and prescribe to the people who have ailments, maybe skin disease or any sort of ailment. And this has the curing property.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. Upon the return from a journey when the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived to Madina Munawwara, then due to the love for Madina, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would increase the speed of his transport.
Allahu
Akbar. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt inner peace when he was in Madina Munawwara. That is his home, subhanallah. And that is the home for all the ashiq the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, there is so much more that we would like to explore when it comes to the Mubarak cities of Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara, but time is of the essence. Inshallah azza wa jal, there will be other episodes and programs on Madani channel when you can where you can learn more about the sanctuaries of Haramain Sharifain, mashallah, the excellences and their praises, especially if you could get to hear it from the Mubarak lips of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, who not only explains to you, but he himself is the embodiment of the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and love for everything that is attached to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be it the land of Makkah Mukarrama or Madina Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, we have come towards the end of our program. Jazakallah Sayyidi for being with us and mashallah adding beauty to the screen. And for our viewers out there, I would like to thank you as well for alhamdulillah making this program a success. Keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.